Open your earballs. You're listening to the Unblinking Ear Podcast. The clatter that matters, heard at theunblinkingear.blogspot.com and available for free subscription via the iTunes Store. My name is Paul Bruno, your host and curator, back with another edition of the podcast. Just about a month after the last one. 5 weeks. Alright, I'm sorry. Give me an extra week sometimes. But in all that time, we've accumulated a lot of great new releases, such as what we just heard from the new year. We heard the song Recent History from their new album, Snow, that is out on the Undertow label. Came out back in April. First LP in 9 years from the new year. That, of course, features the Kadane brothers, formerly of Bedhead, as well as Chris Brokaw, who has quite a pedigree. Cum, Codeine, Consonant, G.G. Allen and the AIDS Brigade, which I'm sure he likes having mentioned in his bio. But yeah, that's been recorded, you know, for the past couple years. Looks like between 2009 and 2015. Finally saw the light of day, and we're glad to have it. Glad to have a new year release. Prior to that, we heard from a band called School Damage and a song called Try Something New. That's from their self-titled debut album. Came out a couple weeks ago on the Chapter Music label. School Damage hail from Melbourne, and like most bands in Melbourne, they feature members of other Melbourne bands, in this case Chuck Race, Awesome Mutants, Hierophants, probably some others that I'm missing. Before that, another Melbourne band, the Stroppies. We heard a song from them called All the Lines. That's from a self-titled tape out on the Hobbies Galore label. Tape and download. I believe the tape is gone, but you can still get the download. They feature members of... Let me clear my throat before I say this. let's see. Dick Diver, Twerps, Stevens, Boomgates, and also share two members with the band, Blank Statements, who also released a cassette on the Hobbies Galore label more or less simultaneously. And Hobbies Galore is the label of Alex McFarlane of the Stevens and Twerps. And hopefully they will have many more new releases. Both those tapes are pretty terrific. Before that, Look Blue, Go Purple from a new reissue out on the Flying Nun label, distributed in the U.S. by Capture Tracks, called Still Bewitched. Double LP retrospective of their career. We heard the song 100 times from them. And this double LP, the first three sides are each of their three EPs that they released during their lifespan from 1985 to 1988. The final side is a bunch of live songs that were not recorded in the studio, so that's a nice little bonus there. So, semi-legendary New Zealand band featuring future members of the 3Ds, Renderer, Cyclops. Great to have all this stuff in one place. And on vinyl, too. There was a CD retrospective released a while back, maybe sometime in the 90s or something like that. So, long due to have this stuff back in print and available for a wider audience. And this came out back in May. The day it came out, I went to the Capture Track store to pick up a copy, and they didn't have one. I don't know why, since it's kind of on their label, but the guy at the counter was too busy with Mac DeMarco stuff, and I'm not even joking. That's exactly what he told me. That's the world we live in, people. Before that, Big Bliss with Fortune. That's from a new digital single out on the Exit Stencil label. Don't know if that's a preview for a new release from them or just a standalone track, but Big Bliss, one of my favorite new bands hailing from Brooklyn, and great to have new stuff from them. So hopefully we'll get more new stuff from them shortly. At the top of the set, we hear from Helium with Magic Box, which I believe was formerly released on the title In a Little Box, but maybe I'm wrong about that. That's from the new collection Ends with And, out on Matador. A odds and ends collection, which I just got, Ends with Ends. Yeah, that's very clever. That originally, I believe, came out on the Pop Narcotic label, on the Why Do You Think They Call It Pop Comp double 10-inch from 1994, which I believe was where I got the original title, but I have to double check that. Part of the Helium reissue campaign that Matador has just done, and listening to those records, you know, it's just this comp, the Magic City album, the Dirt of Luck album, these records really, really hold up, I have to say. It's almost surprising how well they do. Saw Mary Timoney play Helium a couple weeks ago. It was fantastic. So if you have the chance, I don't know if they're still doing their tour, probably not, but do check it out. All right, that is it for that set. Let's get back into the music. Here's another fantastic new reissue from a band you may know. They're called the Buzzcocks, here on the Unblinking Ear podcast.
Has been working very hard, keeping up with what's gone down. Alexa senses are really in touch with what it is in town. Alexa says pussy ass off me. Alexa says it's a bigger case. I am getting so sick of the size. Alexa says it's face. It makes it all make someone so die. It makes it all get somewhere so right. Alexa says it's a drop in the ocean. Alexa says it's a drop in the ocean. Alexa says a drop in the ocean. Better pull himself together, do something speedy or else. Alexa says we'll be shown by ropes. Alexa says we'll hang him so. Alexa says we've got extraordinary. It's full of muscle in his head. Alexa strands these words together. A ghost is just his head dead. He thinks he'll be someone someday. He thinks he'll get somewhere some way. Alexa says it's a drop in the ocean. Alexa says it's a drop in the ocean. Alexa says a drop in the ocean. Is a stupid fucker. Existence will stay that way. Mr. Sense just a gallows is trash. A breathing rider every day. Mr. Sense, you better scram if you wanna get out alive. Or are you looking to get prison? With somebody's a bunch of boys. He thinks he'll be someone someday. He thinks he'll get somewhere someway. A drop in the ocean.
You are listening to the Unblinking Ear Podcast, and we just heard from a band called Friggs, F-R-I-G-S, with a song called Chest. That's from a digital single available on their Bandcamp, which I did not write down, but I'm sure you can find it if you so choose. That came out late last year, and Friggs hail from Toronto. They've also released a couple of tapes, and played here in New York about a month or so ago. I missed them, but a lot of people raved about them and decided to check them out, and they were quite good, so we'll hear more from them in the future. Hopefully they'll be down this way, and I can actually see them again. Another band I recently missed before that, Institute, with Only Child. That's from their new LP called Subordination, out now on the Sacred Bones label. Second LP from this Austin band, who I missed at the Northside Fest, but I am told they will be back around soon. Had my own Northside thing I had to do. I had to see the band we heard before that, Borzoi, with a song called Millipede. That's my new 7-inch out on the 12XU label. The 7-inch is called Surrender the Farm, 4-song EP. Second 7-inch from this Austin band. And yeah, I saw them instead of Institute, even though I had a strep throat, which I didn't know until the following morning, though I could feel I did. So I don't know what the point was there, except I hopefully didn't get the entire band and everyone at that show was sick. I don't think I did. Prior to that, a band called DiCaprio. Yes, DiCaprio. A song called Sleep In from a new 7-inch on the Chunklet label. DiCaprio hail from Atlanta, and Chunklet released 3 7-inches from 3 separate Atlanta bands all on the same day. DiCaprio, Deathstop, and Nog. They are all sold out, but still available digitally. There's also a tape that contains all 3 7-inches if you're interested in that sort of thing. And all 3 worth checking out. Really good stuff. We'll probably play something from one of the other ones in an upcoming podcast. Also, check out the LP DiCaprio put out this year, which I haven't had a chance to play yet. We'll probably do so in the future. It's called I Went to the Mall Yesterday and I Got Sick. So, yeah. Check that out. At the top of the set, we heard from the Buzzcocks with Lester Sands, Drop in the Ocean. That's from a new box set called Buzzcocks Mach 1 Box. Spiral Scratch Time's Up came out on the Domino label for the 40th anniversary of the Spiral Scratch EP. Their first release of some historical significance. I think something like the 3rd ever UK punk release. Behind the Damned and the Sex Pistols. Also the first one on, like, an indie label. I guess Stiff is an indie label, but that, I guess, was the band's own label. So, yeah, it's paired here with the Time's Up bootleg, which is demos recorded with the original Buzzcocks lineup from 1976 in October. And, yeah, it's the original lineup with Howard Devoto on vocals, he later of Magazine. And I'm sure most of you are at least familiar with post-Howard Devoto Buzzcocks, singles Going Steady and all that, which, granted, is great, but the Buzzcocks with Devoto, a remarkable band in their own right, kind of, and a little different, not, I don't know exactly how to explain it, but different vibe when Devoto was the singer, and great in a totally different way. So, you can check out this box set if you'd like. It's got both CDs and LPs of Spiral Scratch and Time's Up, with a booklet, postcards, pins, posters, all that fun stuff. And I know there's like a promo CD out there with, you know, kind of no frills, just has Spiral Scratch and Time's Up on them, which fit, you know, quite conveniently onto one CD. But no one's put it out in that format for some reason. Maybe Domino will at some point in the future. All right, that is it for this edition of the podcast, just about. I will let you know that you can follow me on Twitter at Unblinking Ear. And head on over to unblinkingear.bandcamp.com. Unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com, I should say. Where we've got the new release from My Teenage Stride, Living in the Straight World, is ready to go, ready to ship. All of you who've ordered it or pre-ordered it, it should have shipped by now. And we've still got copies left, so please get the tape and come see their record release show, which is next Friday, June 30th at Alphaville in Brooklyn, 140 Wilson Avenue, playing with my favorite Mels and Big Quiet. And that should be a great show. If you want to check out the Unblinking Ear SoundCloud page, which is, I don't know what the address is on that, soundcloud.com/unblinking-ear. You can do that. And we've got a new song from Plates of Cake up there called No Use for the Sun. A great anti-summer anthem, which I am all for. So, yeah, check that out. That'll be from a forthcoming Unblinking Ear Records release that we will formally announce in the very near future. All right, I'm going to leave you here with a song from Sunshine in the Rain, who've just released their debut LP called In the Darkness of My Night. It's new on the Ernest Jennings Record Company, Jersey City's own. Sunshine in the Rain, former members of the Black Hollies. We're not eels. I'm crying out loud. Anyway, their debut LP is out now, produced by John Spencer. It's the one and only. We're going to hear a song from it right now. It is called Little Rag Doll, and that will close us out tonight, or this morning when I'm actually recording this. Thank you for listening, everyone, and take care.
I'm losing my step whenever I catch you looking back at me.